Fighters, I want to invite you to check out our Contractor Sales Pro Facebook group. It's a free group, and it's a place to ask questions and share strategies and best practices so that you can level up your sales game and be a badass sales professional in the construction industry. So go ahead and head to thecontractorfight.com/salespro, and you will have a link that takes you directly to that Facebook group. Go ahead and fill out a couple membership questions, come into the group, and level up your sales game.
Hey, fighters, welcome to Friday Fails. Today, I want to talk about leadership. I was talking to my youngest son, who's a sophomore in high school, and he's kind of studying, like World War I or some shit right now. And he started asking me about leadership and examples of good leaders. And he was talking about some general that I knew nothing about at the time and kind of asked me what my views of leadership were. And I had to think about that for a second because I never really had formal training on leadership. You know, I was never a Boy Scout, never in the military, never trained in some business capacity. And I've always just kind of led people as I like to be led. And just, you know, for me, it's just like, understand my strengths, give me opportunities to grow and not be an asshole. So I want to stick around. And that's kind of worked for me. But that was not a satisfactory answer for my kid. So it kind of pushed me a little bit further to dig deeper about leadership and kind of how I formed it when I first saw it. And I settled on an experience I had when I was like 9 years old. And I was on a trip with my family, one of my grandmothers, and we're down in Florida and we're headed off Gilligan Island style on a Everglades boat tour. So just like that fateful day on the TV show, nice, beautiful, sunny day. Bunch of happy people packed into this boat without a care in the world, their trust fully in the hands of fate and the captain. They're tooling off across this broad expanse of water on the other side, which was a swamp, and a day full of looking at crocodiles or alligators, wherever they are, birds, fish, other swamp shit before returning. So fast forward to the turn trip, you know, as the day's winding down, clouds are kind of gathering on the horizon and things are getting a little bit snotty out there, but no big deal. Everyone's just kind of complacent in their world and spirits were good. And when we hit that open section of water, things got kind of really dicey and taking waves broadside. The boat is not the most seaworthy thing. A couple of windows broke by the waves and things like that. And what was a kind of a happy, carefree day started to get turned into like really panic situation. And I don't know if you've been in a crowd situation where shit goes sideways. That's pretty terrifying. But when you're in an enclosed space with a bunch of people that panic, that is no bueno on many levels. So things started to go sideways. And I'm sitting there, if you remember being a kid, me personally, I didn't like being the center of attention then. And not so much even now. And my dad stood up and he's like, I'll be right back. It's like, what are you doing, man? You're making a fucking scene and embarrassing me. And he's kind of gave me a dad glare and walked up to the front of the boat, knocked on the door where the helm was, let himself in, kind of hear a heated discussion going on from behind that door. And you know, everyone on the ship's kind of like looking over at my family, like, what the hell are you guys doing? You know, who are you? A few minutes later, the captain, and I'll use that term loosely, is just some stoner in flip-flops and a Jimmy Buffett shirt or something, comes walking out and just kind of sits sheepishly in a seat. And my dad pops his head out the door, motions me in with his finger and went up. I was like, what's going on, man? He's like, well, I just took over command of this boat, and which kind of was shocking. My dad was a very mild-mannered wielder at that time, but in his previous life, he was served as a coastie on icebreakers. And so he's no stranger to shitty seas and running a boat. So I wasn't really that surprised when he told me that. But the next thing did surprise me. He's like, I'm busy here trying to keep this thing afloat. He was on the radio calling the shore and got on the phone with the sheriff and had these people line up all the cars along the coast with their headlights on so he could figure out where the hell he's going. This boat didn't have radar or any of that shit. Couldn't see. It was like zero visibility. He's like, my hands are full. I need you to go take care of that scene back in the passenger area. I remember looking at him and thinking, it's like, I'm fucking 9 years old. Like, what do you expect me to do? And, you know, he's like, there's basically three things you need to go out there, Dan, so you can control this situation. And it's the first one, he's like, just be confident. He's like, walk out there like a boss and people will listen to you. If you walk out there like a scared little fucking 9-year-old kid, People are going to look at you like a scared little 9-year-old kid. And secondly, it's like, just address their fears. You know, it's like, let them know that you know what they're thinking. Tell them that, I know this looks pretty sketchy right now. The boat's getting kicked around. You're all starting to freak out. The captain's sitting over here on the front and some strange dude just took over the helm. But that guy knows what he's doing and he's got your best interests in heart, et cetera. And then he's like, fine. He's like, let him know that we've got a plan. And he's like, tell him exactly what I'm doing. I'm talking to the sheriff on shore, that I've got vehicles lined up with their headlights so we can figure out where we're trying to go. And that everything that needs to happen to get this ship to shore is going to happen. But the one thing you need them to do is to calm the fuck down. That's a quote. And two, have them put on their life jackets and just calm down. That's the most important thing. So I kind of sat there dumbfounded, turned around, did exactly what he said when I went down to the passenger area. And lo and behold, people stopped fucking panicking. They calmed down when they knew what was going to happen and that it was a course of action that was happening for them, for their benefit. And long story short, we made it to shore and the rest is history. I was here to say this, to talk about this to y'all. So as you're struggling or building your team, I think the key is just kind of follow those three steps that my dad gave me the advice so many years ago. Be confident in your actions so people will want to follow you. People don't want to follow a pussy. Address their fears and dreams. You know, people want to know that you have their interests in heart. If you're just sending them a cannon fodder off into the future to chase your dream, they're going to scatter pretty quickly. And finally, let them know the plan that's going to get you and them to the finish line. Let them know how you're going to succeed so they're not guessing, so they can act with deliberateness and conviction in everything that they do. So with that, I will leave you. Have a great day. Thanks for joining us on Friday Fails.